You're listening to Gamesforum's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Dive into the world of mobile gaming with us as we explore the latest trends and discuss best practices.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Gamesforum's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Today, I am joined by none other than Haneen Fakhreddine, who is Senior Marketing Consultant. Haneen, so great to have you here. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Mariam.
So Haneen is ex-Gameloft, ex-Ubisoft, and a few others, of course, a real seasoned mobile marketer. So it's great to have you on, Haneen, and I'm so excited, actually, to be meeting you really soon at Gamesforum Barcelona, as we just sort of mentioned before our conversation here.
It's nice to meet you, too. I'm very happy to be part of the event and looking forward to discussing all mobile topics.
Absolutely. So we've got so much to talk about today, so I want to dive straight into things. And kicking off things, Haneen, I want to ask you a little bit about your current role. So you specialize in crafting marketing strategies for mobile games and apps. What do you find to be the most exciting part of this? And what do you find to be the most challenging part of engaging audiences, especially in such a competitive sort of industry like mobile games?
Yes, absolutely. You've said it all. I mean, I've been in the industry for a while now, for almost 15 years. So I've seen the how it changed over time, and quite in a quick manner, right? Especially when it comes to mobile and mobile gaming, for example. We're getting to that stage where the industry is, you know, reaching a mature level, and where it's harder and harder for each one of us representing a brand or a product to stand out. So I would say this is the challenge we have. Also, our audience attention span, growing, decreasing over time. Yeah. So we need to be impactful from in a very few seconds. And this is the challenging part. How do we get the attention of our audience? But therefore, there's also the exciting part, right? Is finding the right combination in order to be successful once you hit the market. And I would say one of my the most exciting parts of my job is working alongside with the product team. So directly, being involved from the conception phase, so that together we can craft the best product, the one that the audience really wants. And all of that based on the research that we've made as a marketing team, on the audience, on the market, working together with production. I do believe we can get a better product that will better resonate once launched. So I would say this is the collaboration with makers of the product, right? So that we can all align and make sure that we're crafting together the best possible game or app that will satisfy our audience needs.
Absolutely. So reflecting a bit on your past experience, Haneen, your time at Ubisoft Barcelona must have been massively pivotal for you. How did working at such a major studio shape your approach to sort of UA, app store optimization, that sort of thing in the mobile gaming space?
Yes, absolutely. You're right. So I worked for half of my career at Ubisoft Mobile.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was half of your career, actually.
Yes. I'm realizing as I'm saying it as well.
Yeah.
And so during those 7 years, I had the opportunity to build the marketing department in Barcelona for our Ubisoft Barcelona products. So mobile games only. And so I was involved, I had a portfolio, me and my team had a portfolio of, I would say, 6 games over time, some in conception phase, some in production phase, some already launched. So at different stages in the production pipeline, right? And not only that, but also we were able to work with bigger budgets than I had the opportunity to ever work on before. So bigger budgets means we can do more tests, tests, quicker tests. And so I'd say I had, given this context, I had the opportunity to learn a lot about whether user acquisition or app store optimization, thanks to bigger budgets, but also thanks to the fact that we as a marketing team in Barcelona were in charge of the worldwide marketing strategy. So I was able as well with my team to explore different regions of the world. How do you sell your product in different markets? Maybe discover that there's a region in the world that particularly appreciates your product, and maybe you want to invest more budget in that specific region. So it's just finding out how you can learn much more. The more testing you do, the more you will learn about your audience. But yeah, the impact also that for example, App Store optimization has, and we saw like we were able to really leverage App Store optimization in specific countries and double or triple the conversion rate in said countries. So thanks to all the testing that we were able to do, we were able to not only see the differences and similarities between different regions in the world, but also the impact a screenshot can have. It's just sometimes, you take it for granted, but then you make just one small change and it has a huge impact on your audience. So I would say, yeah, it's just like having this kind of broader vision, right, of like how to better adapt your strategy so that you can get better results.
Interesting stuff. So you mentioned, obviously, you worked for a massive company like Ubisoft. So that transition from a large studio to now being a consultant. What lessons do you think you've learned from the corporate environment that you find to be most beneficial when advising clients in the indie or perhaps even the mid-tier space? What are some of those actionable insights that you learned?
So having worked in a big company means, we had like to have processes, obviously. I was lucky enough that in building this marketing department, I was able to craft those processes with my team. So then you have just a way, like you kind of get into a mindset of working and you have your own methodology for working. So I would say this is something that I've built over time with my team and something that I've kept as well, right? It's like, okay, where do we start basically? And how can we do what methodology to implement as well? Because at different stages, the marketing team has different roles, right? So we can switch on for example, from being a research focused team at one moment when it's like conception phase, for example, to switching on to having to create a strategy for launching the product. So the tasks that we do as a marketing team are different, and sometimes clients come to me with I would say a very specific answer that they need, but they have no idea on like what they need to do to get that answer. And this is where I help them, right? So I bring this knowledge and this methodology. Then the second part I would say is planification and organization, right? So it's just like setting the right milestones based on the methodology. You set right milestones, maybe calls, brainstorm sessions. All of this is also something that I work on with the client. So it's kind of like I would say I'm like the maestro, like guiding kind of the efforts. Because I have this vision of like, okay, this is what we need to do. So I know how to do the retro planning to get to where we want to be. And so it's knowing how, like what to implement, how to implement it, when to implement it in order of priorities, and then how to implement it. So ex the execution part as well. But I would say what I'm getting, and because also I've managed the team and worked with other departments as well, this is what I would keep, right? So the right methodology to get the right answer with the right planning. And also the fact of working with production teams. So inside Ubisoft, the marketing team worked always like hand in hand with the production team. And so today when a development studio comes to me, for marketing consultancy, there's also this relationship that I was able to build when I was at Ubisoft that, like kind of maybe I will find the right words, the right words, sorry, to translate what marketing is to a non-marketing audience as well. So all of this helps me actually and helps me today with in the work with my clients.
Like you said, I kind of, from what you said, I kind of picture you as like a seasoned collaborator. So those kind of skills of like being in between teams, you're probably able to translate those skills quite well with your clients.
Absolutely. I mean, it comes in like quite handy. And in my role at Ubisoft, I also very often like did just presentations about what marketing is and how marketing works and how we look. For example, it's a data-driven expertise, right? So it's just for me, it comes quite natural. I hope like to make marketing really available and within reach for any non-marketing person, like to really understand how impactful it can be first and how it can serve, really serve your product.
Interesting stuff. So we've touched a little bit on the client side of things. So what about, a user journey and specifically looking at audiences? These things are central to your strategy, Hanin. So can you share a time And I think everyone loves examples out there. So, can you share a time when understanding these sort of deeply transformed the success of a campaign?
So I would say it all goes with the collaboration as well, right? Because when you think of your user journey, the very first touch point with your brand will probably be something your marketing team has created, right? Whether, for example, a collaboration with an influencer, whether it's an ad that you see on Facebook, or whether you're searching on the App Store. Everything you're doing, the first touch point that you will get is usually handled by the marketing team. And then so this person, will go through all the steps and download the game. Once that person downloads the game, then it's, let's say, from an internal perspective, a development perspective, then the responsibility goes on to the production team, right? Then we talk about KPIs like day one retention, or other events that we are tracking inside the game. So our user, let's say our user journey, is managed from an organizational standpoint by different teams, right? But we know also from a marketing theory point of view that in order for our brand to be successful, we need for the user experience to be seamless, right? For them to just, for everything to make sense and to be coherent from the very first time they interact to your brand up until they are actually using your product. So we need to collaborate together to make sure that we keep this coherence, right, from in every step of the user journey. So we realized that, for example, when we started seeing a trend in user acquisition of what we call the fake ads. So it's basically user acquisition ads, videos that are presenting a specific type of gameplay that doesn't exist inside the actual game, right?
This is a big topic right now as well.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
So,
I guess it constantly is, yeah.
and it's a question I also get a lot from clients is like, is this a good strategy or not, right? So,
Interesting. Yeah. Because there are people out there who would argue that it is very much so, you know.
absolutely. I mean, a strategy is only good or not, I think, depending on the objective you've set, right?
Right.
So it's, what is my objective? If indeed I'm, for example, I am a game and my main monetization is advertising, then my main interest is to gather as many people on my game as possible, right? But
Yeah.
if I'm a game and my main monetization is in-app purchase that happens 3 months after you download my game, the objectives are quite different. And your
Right.
strategy then will make sense or won't make sense depending
Yeah.
on objectives you're trying to reach. But if we look at just from a user journey perspective, right, or a user funnel, maybe just to see things differently. If we, for example, let's say, okay, we create this fake gameplay ad, and we get, for example, 50% more downloads, right? So it's great. My user funnel is
Yeah.
getting wider at the very beginning, right? But then what happens? What happens is that a part of those extra 50% that you got might not be interested at all in your game
Yeah.
because, it's kind of like you've directed them to another type of gameplay, and this is why they downloaded your game. So when they don't find this gameplay in your game, they will churn. For all
Right.
of them, they will churn. So what you did is you indeed expanded your user funnel at the beginning stages, but then when it comes to what happens inside the game, you might be reducing your retention numbers, right?
Right.
So depending on your objectives, this might be a good strategy or not as good as a strategy. It all depends on what you're focusing on and what is the step of the funnel that is most important to you, right? So I would say user experience is it has there's there are two things. First is making sure that from a branding perspective, right? It's seamless. It's the same brand as if it was the same person working on the ad and also working on the UI. Everything ha needs to make sense. It's a brand after all. But then, yeah, the strategy and the importance and every decision you make at each step will have an impact on the following step. Why I think it's important that indeed, for example, if I want to highlight a feature in my UA campaign, I want to make sure this feature is found in the product later on, right?
Right.
Just trust with my audience
Maintaining that sort of
to collaborate.
consistency.
Absolutely. Because consistency is like, it's the, I would say it's branding 101, is to make sure that the experience that your users have with your brand is always the same. They know what to expect. They're getting what they're expecting, right? So this
Right.
is build it over time, but you want to make sure it's consistent for sure.
Right, so you've just offered some advice there. So it leads me quite nicely into my next question. You are, as I mentioned, a seasoned marketer. You have over a decade of experience in this space. So advice for aspiring mobile games marketers that are wanting to specialize very much in this space, what skills or experience would you recommend that they focus on to excel in this field? With blending all the skills necessary to do so.
So I would say it's definitely a mix of hard skills and soft skills, right? Maybe
Yeah.
we can start with the type of personality I think is important. There are some things that people need to know before maybe they engage with the with this type of industry. It's that it's very volatile in the sense that you need to always be aware of the changes, right? It's again, it's still young, even though we're reaching kind of a mature time, but it's still a young industry. There's not a lot of maybe theory. I've learned my job like by doing
Right, on
it.
the field,
Because,
yeah.
yeah, exactly. Because things actually get created while you're working, so you have to always be connected to the market, to the news, to the trends. So some personalities really fit well with that, and they like novelty, and they like being, out of their comfort zones, but some other people don't like that. So I think it's important
Yeah.
that you know that before you maybe commit, right? It's like just you will always kind of be outside of your comfort zone, learning new things, trying new things, looking to, to innovate. So it's something that needs to resonate with you as a person, I think, from a personal standpoint. And then in terms of hard skills, like any, I would say in any other industry, marketing in general, I say it's a blend between, the creative part and then the data part. So it's analytics meets creativity.
Right.
For me personally, this is something that I really, really enjoy. I'm a very creative person. So the whole part of like brainstorming and, getting ideas and creating is really fulfilling and interesting. But then there's also the analysis part, because in marketing, we always look also at the result, right? We build this amazing campaign, but we always keep also an eye on the return on investment, the budget versus what we get back, right? So it's still very much based on data.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, those are the two skills. Like it's very generic, but and then you can, get like more niche into each. But it's if you want to become a strategist at some point for marketing, you would have to focus on those two aspects, right?
Right, generic but important. So last question for you here, Hanine, and one that I'm really excited to ask you because we just have a couple more months until Game From Barcelona, and you're going to be hosting a panel on marketability. So, what excites you most about the event, and what key insights are you hoping to bring to the discussion?
So marketability is for me like a topic that I'm really passionate about, because it's not only touching marketing, but it's also touching like business as a whole, right? So it's like I have this product, I know there's a market for it. Okay, how do I build the brand? Like how do I do the marketing 360 on that product, whether I have a budget or I don't.
Right.
And so the aspect that really interests me is this is the It's kind of the creative part, I would say, of the marketing is like, how do I come up with ideas that either won't cost anything or will cost very little? Or maybe I can, imagine something to give away for something else, right? So it's how do I build or how do I think about those hacks where like budget will be reduced to the max, but the impact will be that will really be big. And I think thanks today in the digital age where we live in, there's a lot of opportunities when you find like original ideas to have a real big impact without having to spend thousands of th thousands and thousands in user acquisition. So there's the business parts, I would say, that interests me, right? How do we make this product profitable business? And then there's this creative, like maybe hacks. How can we innovate from a marketing perspective? How can we tell the story differently? Right? And it's just about this whole creative aspect of like little marketing tips and tricks that can work.
Right, fantastic stuff. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Hanine. And like I said, I'm so excited to finally meet you in a few months at Games for Barcelona. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mariam. Looking forward to meeting you too.
And that was it for this week's Mobilize and Monetize podcast. Until next time, guys.